for four? Dang.
Yep.
What do you want to talk about?
You're going to give me your argument on evolution? Or?
I don't need an argument. I have evidence.
Sure, bring it up.
Okay. Genetics, comparative anatomy, embryology.
Nope, slow down.
Paleontology, common sense.
Slow down.
Genetics, paleontology, comparative anatomy.
You guys like to do this. You guys.
Embryology. And common sense.
Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 17. Read it.
Darwin chapter 1.
I put time in there. Darwin was a dumbass, no? He didn't even believe in God himself. He didn't believe in God.
What are you doing? Like, what's going on in the background?
Just picking up my little brother.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, man. Anyways, how do you choose to cope with the fact that genetics overwhelmingly proves that evolution is real?
Well, I wouldn't say it's cope, but guess my explanation to that would be genetics can vary like different species. We are all different.
That's what evolution predicted. Evolution predicted that.
If evolution was true, then it would say that we all share the same genetics.
No, evolution predicted like 100 years in advance that there should be a hereditary component to life, and that the variation in that heredity should be heritable, and it's changes in that heredity.
Yeah,
that
but it's not heritable. It's not heritable.
Yes, it is.
Only in the same species it is, but not throughout all species. If what you're saying is true, then all different species.
You have no idea how evolution works. Evolution is not when a turtle fucks a moose and creates a moodle. There's no such things as moodles. Evolution doesn't teach that completely different organisms smear their cloaca juices together to produce brand new hybrids I've never seen before. That's not how evolution works at all.
Okay, but if we are apes, right, we should be able to have other babies with chimps and gorillas and bonobos and all that. We can't. You don't see them.
No. First of all, we
share 99%.
You are correct and you are incorrect. We literally did fuck other apes in the past. They were called Neanderthals and Denisovans, I'm pretty sure.
We were basically them.
Humans bumped uglies with Neanderthals, which was a different species of ape. So you are correct.
You're incorrect that we should be able to
fuck chimpanzees and make babies. Anybody that understands genetics knows that that's impossible because we have different chromosome numbers and we didn't come from them. We're just related to them.
No. Neanderthals were humans. They were apes, but they were still humans like us. We are still Neanderthals.
Yeah.
We are still.
Homo sapiens are an ape that is called a Homo sapiens. Neanderthals were a different species of human. Get over it.
I gotta go there. No, they were not. We are Neanderthals. We are Neanderthals.
You're a Homo sapiens. A Neanderthal is a different species. That's why they're called Neanderthals.
They're not a different species.
Yes, they are. They're called Neanderthals.
They're humans, though. They're humans. We are humans.
Yes, there were different species of human. Do you think that a lion and a tiger are the same thing?
No.
Oh, but they're both cats.
They're not different species, though.
Yes, they are different species. Lions and tigers. You're talking about us and Neanderthals? Okay. Yes, okay. They literally are. That's why they're called Neanderthals. Why do you think they're called Neanderthals?
I'll talk to you later, bro. I can't believe
it. I hope not.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
You're kind of quiet, but it sounds like you said the Big Bang is not true, it's a theory?
Correct.
What is true? What do you think true means?
It has been proven.
Okay, well, the Big Bang's been proven, so I don't. Now I don't know what's going on.
The Big Bang theory.
Yeah, in science, that's what.
It's not a fact.
No, it is. What do you think a fact is?
A fact is something that's been. I just said what's
proven,
true.
Right.
It's
okay. Do you grab the closest item to your left and tell me what it is?
It's a cart.
A cart. Okay. Do you think that cart is made of atoms?
Yes.
So you're just willing to say that that's true, that that's a fact?
Yes, because if you take them...
It's called atomic theory.
Okay. It's still a theory.
So according to you, things that are theories are true proven facts. The Big Bang is a theory. So is atomic theory. So we have two proven true facts. I don't think we have anything to debate about anymore, but, you know, what are you up to today?
Nothing much.
Yeah, nobody asked. So, what other science questions do you have?
Why do you think creation is not true?
So what I mean by that is I could believe that God somehow made the Big Bang happen. And that could be a kind of creation, but I mean, like, what I specifically mean is, like, the young earth creationism, the whole earth is 6,000 years old, the Flintstones was a documentary. That is total bullshit.
Right, so going back to the earth is 6,000 years old, it's actually now 7,000 years old, so...
Did you say it's not 7,000 years old, or it's not 6,000, it's 7,000?
It's not 6,000, it's 7,000.
So you're saying 6-7?
Okay, anyways.
Yeah, so there's absolutely no reason at all to think that the universe is 7,000 years old. Could you give one piece of evidence?
Why?
Could you give one piece? Your failures will be the why. Could you give one piece of evidence?
Well, I have a description. So basically,
a prescription.
Even though oh my god. Well, anyways, so that's why.
Because you have a something that ends in iction. That's why other people should think the universe is 7,000 years old?
No. I just explained it.
You think that you explained that?
Do
it again.
Did you not hear me?
Do it again, Topsy.
So, according to the Bible, Adam and Eve were created in God's image, which technically, whenever they were created, they're technically one day old, correct?
Sure.
But they looked older, correct? Because they were born as an adult.
Great. So your claim is that if we could only see 7,000 light years, then the Bible would be false.
So basically what I'm saying is even though it looks old, doesn't
it looks old, but that somehow is what you think is evidence that it's actually hundreds of thousands of times younger than it looks. I get it. I've heard this before. So my question is, okay, if the universe looked exactly as old as the Bible says it is, then would that be evidence that the Bible is false? The answer is no, by the way, but go ahead.
What'd you just ask?
If the universe did look as old as the Bible says it is, would that then be evidence that the Bible is false?
No.
Exactly. So you don't have evidence because you're claiming that the evidence would look like this, and it would also look like the exact opposite, meaning you don't have evidence. You're just saying it's true no matter what. Chat, what is it doing? Actually, it's not doing anything. So do you understand that you can't claim that you have evidence? Because the thing that would actually make the most sense, it isn't what we have, and you claim the opposite somehow is evidence, but then you also claim that if the evidence was the opposite, then that would still mean that what you believe in is true. So this, you're just playing the game I win, like in the movie Big Daddy. The only rule is you draw a card and then the kid wins. So that's what you're doing. You're just doing I win no matter what the evidence is. Hello? Chat, what isn't it doing? All right, well, goodbye. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.